Stark, this is dictating on Victor Loman. Loman is L-O-H-M-A-N. L-O-H, L as in Lancy. L-O-H-M-A-N, M as in Mary. Loman Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. Date of birth is 8-1951. And date of visit, 5-31-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Hezzy Cohen, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Hezzy, thank you for sending Victor Loman for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history, present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has a history for smoking for over 30 years. Was recently sent for a chest CT without contrast done on 4/15/22. The chest CT demonstrated a low density nodule arising from the left lobe of the thyroid, measuring 24 millimeters, as well as a 4 millimeter right lower lobe nodule, period. There was also evidence of paraseptal emphysema and areas of scarring in the left upper lobe and right lower lobes, period. The mild degenerative changes in the thoracic spine, period. The patient denies significant cough, denies shortness of breath, wheezing, and he does exercise regularly and is not overweight. He, however, has been smoking for over 35 years and is trying to quit. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of diabetes mellitus type 1 on an insulin pump, and a history for hyperlipidemia, as well as history of diabetic peripheral neuropathy. He was diagnosed to have rheumatoid arthritis more than 2 years ago. Surgery includes a resection of a melanoma from the back. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and is cutting back. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of dementia and Parkinson's. Father died of a heart attack at age 89. Next paragraph, med list included nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams PRN, prednisone, 2.5 milligrams daily, Novolog insulin with a pump, Crestor, 40 milligrams HS, methotrexate, 25 milligrams on Saturday, aspirin, 81 milligrams a day, and naproxen as needed. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has no double vision but has mild cataracts. He has no dizziness or sore throat. He has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. No hay fever. He has no shortness of breath. No wheezing. Had mild hemoptysis, he has heartburn, denies any black stools, nice chest or jaw pain or arm pain or palpitations, no anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising, his joint pains and muscle stiffness, and complaints of memory loss and numbness of the extremities and neuropathic pain. There's no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, can you also mention he has joint deformities of his extremities from arthritis. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly male. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 150 by 70, pulse is 56, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 179, saturation 97. HENT enormous phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds with scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema of the ankles, decreased peripheral pulses, mild joint deformities of the hands, and peripheral pulses are slightly diminished. Neurological reflexes of 1 plus, but slightly diminished in the lower extremities. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is right lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus, type 1. Number 4 is rheumatoid arthritis. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He will get a follow-up chest CT in 2 months. A CBC CMP IgE level was ordered, as well as a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. A follow-up visit to be done in 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. A copy of this for Dr. Hezi Cohen, H-E-Z-I Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, M-D. Thank you for this consultation.